escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
2-1 pitch, swung on and a line shot down to third, caught then dropped by Montgomery, recovers, throws across, and he'll get Henry Davis, and that's the game. Pirates fall to the White Sox. Chicago 10, Pittsburgh 1. And the pitch is swung on, fought off into left field, a base hit, and this will score two. And the White Sox, for the second consecutive night, have put up double figures on Pirates pitching. It is 10-4 Chicago in the seventh inning. The pitch is swung on, flown in the air to left. Benintendi has it measured. The White Sox left fielder puts it away, and Chicago has grabbed the first two games of the series, putting up 10 runs against Bucco pitching in each of the first two contests. Tonight, they win it 10-4 over the Pirates. 0-1, swung on and a fly ball out to center, deep, pushing Cruz back to the track. Over his head, he can't get it. One run is in. The runners had to freeze momentarily. Here comes the second run. Relay throw to the plate. It's up the line. It's a two-run double over the head of O'Neill Cruz, and Mike Tauchman has driven in three today. A homer and this two-run double to straightaway center field, making it 7-1 White Sox in the fifth inning. Payoff pitch on the way, and a strike three call. O'Neill Cruz is down looking. Pirates get a run in the ninth inning, but they fall by five as White Sox taken all three of this weekend series. Final score, Chicago 7, Pittsburgh 2.
Oh, welcome to Rock Bottom 2.0. With the size of the rocks, the size of the orb in Chicago, as the Pirates are swept by the lowly Chicago White Sox, a team worse than them in almost every single statistical category. Include talent on the field, but you wouldn't have known it on Yinzer Palooza weekend, bobblehead weekend, fireworks weekend. The Pirates get embarrassed in their home ballpark, and now they have to play the best team in all of baseball. They made the White Sox look like the best team in all of baseball, being outscored 27-7. This is a Pirates team that was over 500 at home this year. 27-7 against the White Sox. They've lost 11 out of their last 12. Austin Bechtold with you. It's the Pomp and Joe Show. No Bob, no Joe. Joe is on vacation this week. Part-time Pomp, not here. Part-time Pomp expected to be here later on this week as we preview Steelers training camp. So it's me from behind the glass to the main chair. And Sean Myers is behind the glass. Sean, always a pleasure working with you. What did you make of the weekend that was? And I want to inquire about your well-being as well.
I'm well. I'm much better than many of the Pirates are at this point. So you said rock bottom, and I think we know this season has been a disaster, and at some point there was going to be more changes coming. Maybe this is what sparks those changes. Maybe instead of waiting until the end of the season when you have an embarrassment at home, like getting swept by the worst team in the American League and one of the worst teams in baseball history, or at least in recent years, that might be enough to spark the change now. My question is, the timing of this whole thing seems a little off because they've already moved on from Derek Shelton. would have made sense if they were going to make a GM change to do that simultaneous. Now it's a really tough spot. You've just had the draft. You're not quite to the trade deadline. So it's a little weird timing, but I think this might be the motivation and kind of the breaking point, if you will, to make a change.
So rock bottom 1.0, who would have thought that we'd had multiple rock bottoms? I want to know when 3.0 is going to be. Maybe at the end of August. Hopefully nothing absolutely horrific happens. But 1.0 was the 7-game losing streak that the Pirates had, getting swept by San Diego at home, losing to the Cardinals in St. Louis, where they were just torched by your division rival. Big brother beats up on you, St. Louis. They've had your number for how many years? And they basically, in one series, push out the manager. Shelton gets fired on the off day on May 8th. Bring in Donnie Kelly. They go on a little bit of a run. They're still in the midst, though, of a 26-game stretch where they score 4 runs or fewer. And in the game that they did break out of that stretch, and they did score 5 runs, it still was a loss to the Milwaukee Brewers. This is rock bottom 2.0, and it would not surprise me, and there are already rumors, and MLB Scoops is saying that Ben Cherington is going to be out today. I want to see Jeff Passan. I want to see John Heyman. I want to see Noah Hyles. I want to see Kevin Gorman say something that will make me be able to believe it, that it is realistic to happen today. But if there is a day to do it, this is the day. Now, you might be saying, well, Austin, the trade deadline is coming up. We're now 10 days away from the trade deadline on July 31st. Do you really want the man that has orchestrated this team through 6 years, where they are 39-61 through 100 games? The last time that they were that far below 500 was when they finished the 2022 season at 62-100. A 100-loss team, and they're on pace to do it again with Paul Skenes, with O'Neill Cruz hitting the ball 513 in the home run derby, with better talent on this year's team than 2022. What's the gap? Doesn't seem to be too big. They are 39-61. They have not improved much at all from 2020, when they were the worst team in all of baseball, won 19 games in the 60-game schedule, to where they are now. This is an organization that has gotten stale. It's a frequent word that we've used with the Steelers and some of the ways that they have done business. They've shifted. They've altered some things. Other than who's the coach, Omar Khan has completely reinvented how the Steelers operate. Big trades for DK Metcalf. Big moves with Aaron Rodgers. Jalen Ramsey from Minka, nobody could have ever expected. The Pirates have waited far too long. Far too long. And have basically just written this off already as a lost season. If you want to prevent further damage and further losses, you will cut your losses now and just completely admit all fault and move along. Because at this point, do you truly trust this guy to get the best for Mitch Keller, to get the best for Bednar, to get the best for Dennis Santana? Sure, IKF, Andrew Heaney, whatever, they're going to go regardless. But do you really trust this guy? Who I think is a good dude, but just, oh man, has not gotten the job done whatsoever in terms of putting quality talent on the field, especially with the bats. 7 total runs against the White Sox. Chicago, one of the worst teams in all of baseball pitching-wise. Whether it be ERA, WHIP, they're in the bottom half. They're in the bottom 10. And the Pirates get 7 runs at home. They scored 23 runs in their last 12 games. If you struggle in your job, if you struggle in hobbies, whatever it might be, and things just don't work out over a prolonged period of time, do you get just held on to just because, we want to wait until like the end of the year? I just want to further see how it plays out. We don't want to shake things up even more. The Pirates under Don Kelly, who I think at times has done a good job, but again, I said pump the brakes here. Let's not anoint him as the savior yet. Let's not rush towards giving him an extension. They're 27-35 now under Kelly, a minus 16 run differential. They were 12-26 under Shelton with a negative 57 run differential. Improvement. We seemingly haven't heard at all about the hitting coach, Matt Haig. Like, it seems like this guy is a ghost walking in the night with all kind of other fingers that are pointed to other people. And maybe it's just because the talent is flat out not there, and that's indicative of what the general manager has done and what the general manager has failed to do through his own fault. This is Ben Cherington watch today. There could be a chance that this happens. Should it be the day that it happens? Washington got rid of its manager and general manager. Davey Martinez and Mike Rizzo were gone a week before the draft. Now, the draft is constructed a lot by your scouts and everyone that you sort out that's going to be in charge of the draft, in charge of amateur scouting, stuff like that. So Ben Cherington, he does have final say, does have the final call. They had a good draft, but it's not an end-all, be-all if he's not the type of guy that's there. So the reasoning behind not getting rid of him on May 8th with the manager doesn't really seem to make much sense right now. 412-928-9370, if you would like to chime in. I'm sure there are a lot of people that would like to talk about this, and if they think that this could be the day, because Sean, I really think it's possible, because you're talking about the White Sox, a franchise that was breaking records last year for how poor they were. What, they won 41 games last year? Were they 41-121?
I think one of the worst teams in all of baseball history, ever. Certainly in modern history.
It was like, what, the Cleveland Spiders were one of the teams that they were ranked up against in like the 1800s? Maybe the only Nolan who played on those 1890 Pirates teams. Remember the only Nolan?
Do you know who covered those Cleveland Spiders?
The beat writer. Sir Ron Cook. Yeah. He was there getting all tangled up in their webs. Before the web was a real thing, it was Ron Cook getting tangled up in spider webs. And that's why they decided to invent the internet, Sean. Because Ron Cook...
there was a good reason for how the internet came to be.
Ron Cook kept walking into spider webs in their organization. And they decided, you know what? Instead of having Ron write things down on the newspaper to trash us, we might as well have complimentary things said about us on the actual web. Off the top, it's presented by JP Roofing and Siding. What's coming up on today's show? Noah Hyles will join us at 11:05 to talk trade deadline, to talk the series, to talk all things Pirates baseball. Nick Faribault of Penn Live, he will join at noon. Steelers will report to camp today. What do we make of the five biggest things ahead for the Steelers as they enter camp? Should be no distractions, no TJ Watt deal to worry about, no holdouts, no Ayuk saga hanging over their head. What are the main things to watch for and identify in this current stretch that the Steelers will start? Beginning on Wednesday, report day, first day open to the practice for the public is on Thursday. I hosted Bucko Talk on Saturday, and one thing that I thought was very interesting is what Kevin Gorman had to say about Ben Cherington. We're going to pause this and sort through it a little bit, but Gormy thinks today might not be the day, the end of the season might not be the day, and that it might be a little while until ultimately there's a change.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside,
We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
John Parrotto reported that he was extended through 2027. I've heard also 2028. Nothing confirmed there. But if he has years remaining on his contract, I think the Pirates would rather have him in charge and continue to do what they're doing as opposed to make wholesale changes in the front office. I think somebody will go. I think most likely it will be Travis Williams, the team president, given some of the off-field fiascos that they've had that just were public relations nightmares for them. But I do think there's going to be some changes made. But Bob Nutting is not the guy who's a quick trigger. He's a guy who's a little slow on the draw and is more methodical in his decision-making. And we saw that with him bringing back, you know, Derek Shelton. We saw him waiting until, you know, he didn't even fire Frank Coonley and Neil Huntington and Clint Hurdle all at the same time. There was a domino effect to that. So if you go back to that year in 2019 where Hurdle was fired, you know, I think it was the day of the season or the home finale. I'm not sure if it was the season finale, but he was fired at the finale. You know, Huntington was fired after that, and then I think it was Coonley, then Huntington, or one or the other. But they weren't all fired on the same day. This was a very methodical way of going about it.
It was like weeks apart.
Sometimes he's too slow on the draw. You know, this is I felt like, you know, if Derek Shelton wasn't going to get fired when they went out and were buyers last year at the trade deadline and then lost 13 of the first 16 games in August, including 10 in a row, if that's not a fireable offense, I don't know what is. And yet they brought him back only to fire him after a 12-26 start. But, you know, Ben Cherington has some things on his resume that can look and say, okay, he drafted Paul Skeens. He drafted Connor Griffin. You know, there's been some developmental successes. They just haven't been at the position player. They haven't drafted and developed the bats the way that you want, even though they've drafted some good bats. I mean, Henry Davis and Nick Gonzalez and Tamar Johnson were all considered the top bats in their class when they were drafted. And, you know, there's been a mixed bag of success with those guys. I think Gonzalez has shown some serious potential, but Davis has not been given the runway to show if his bat plays in the major leagues. And Connor Griffin's tearing it up, but it's at, you know, the lower levels of the minors. We have to see how he fares when he gets to Double A and Triple A. But, you know, that's been the mark against him is the position players. But the thing that has worked for Ben Cherington is how they've drafted, developed, signed, rejuvenated the careers of many pitchers.
But it's the bats that are not nearly getting the job done and that are not nearly making this something of a team on the rise. And I'm not even saying on the rise, but a team that's improving, really. I mean, Sean, where are the main improvements that you've seen from the unit this year? Like, other than Paul Skeens is dominant and Paul Skeens is great, Mitch Keller's had a nice season, Bednar had a good rejuvenation. I like Nick Gonzalez. Brian Reynolds is getting paid $107 million right now to hit 230 and underachieve. O'Neill Cruz had a seven-game hitting streak going into Sunday. He has been up and down, shaky. We know his potential is always there. They haven't gotten the best out of him. And Andrew McCutchen at times is their best hitter. And he's hitting under 200 this month.
I would say at this point, no doubt there's more regression than progress made. Now, there are some success stories with the pitching and certainly more to come because they've really developed a lot of good minor league pitchers who are on the cusp. And we'll see what happens with Chandler, but there's plenty of other guys behind him. That said, you have a base with your pitching and likely your starting pitching. You're probably going to need some new bullpen arms pretty soon, but it all feels like that doesn't matter if you can't create some success stories with the lineup. And there's not a ton of great prospects ready to come up and be contributors in the lineup. And the guys who are in the lineup that maybe you thought would take a step forward, like, you know, for instance, a Henry Davis, it's just not happening. So many guys have disappointed that they're completely out of the conversation. I mean, at this time a year ago, maybe we're saying Joey Bart could be a above average starting catcher.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's saying that anymore.
No.
2 years ago at this time, maybe we're saying Jack Sawinski's a legitimate 30 home run guy that you're at worst case scenario going to have in the lineup more days than not. No one's saying that anymore. So things have taken a turn for the worse. Guys who have shown promise at this point might not even be pieces of your future, it looks like.
Well, and there were buyers at the deadline last year. Think about it. IKF, Brian De La Cruz, the worst trade deadline acquisition of anybody in terms of total war. Jalen Beeks, they kept Chapman. They made moves basically to, I don't want to say completely go for it, because they didn't make the Jazz Chisholm move. They didn't make the big move to get a big-time bat that we all know that they needed to do. And Brian De La Cruz was basically the backup plan to Jazz Chisholm, and there was probably he was probably the backup plan to something else. So he was basically your third or fourth option, and
it
clearly
should have been their 100th option, as it turned out.
It's insane how as soon as he arrived here, after hitting 19 home runs in Miami, he completely flopped and just wasn't any good. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peter Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. All right, Sean, let's hear from the populace today. I'm sure a lot of people want to chime in. Who do we have first?
We're going to go out to Bridgeville, where James wants to chime in.
What's going on, James?
Hey, morning, guys. Hey, what's up?
We're good.
Hey, I got a question for you and a comment. And the question is, I this will never happen, but if zero people went to the ball game from now on for the rest of the year, how badly would that affect the bottom line for Nutting?
I don't think that much, because as Bob Nightingale told us a couple of months ago, they still get significant revenue sharing money from Major League Baseball, right around like $40 million. And then they get other sharing money, whether it's the broadcast rights deals and other agreements that are made throughout baseball, where they acquire roughly around $90 million per season just based on the amount of money and revenue that's shared based on all those other factors. That doesn't even include gate revenue. That doesn't include concessions or stuff that's sold memorabilia-wise. So I don't think
that's
it would be
gravy,
as
then.
Big of a hit as many people would believe.
That's all gravy, whatever they make on, like, if people showing up to games and buying hot dogs and shirts, that's just gravy on top of the money they're going to make, basically.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. I mean, that's basically, oh, yeah, go ahead. You still there, Sean?
Can I ask you a question real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Or not a question, a comment. I think this team, I've never seen any other Major League team specialize in quad A players more than this team. You go back and look at Sawinski and Henry Davis and Polanco. Oh, my God, Polanco was the second coming. And then what happened with him, and right down the line with the third baseman Ramirez, right? We've had so many players; they're too good for Triple A, and they can't play in the majors.
And that's why they basically have what, John? Like we were talking about, it's seven quad A guys, like the Jack Sawinskis of the world. I mean, Henry Davis, who would have thought as a 1-1, it was drafted for his bat, would be somebody that. I mean, again, he's under 200. He doesn't drive the ball consistently. It seems like every time he hits a home run, it's almost foul. And he probably hits seven foul home runs in like a three-week span. He can't figure out how to straighten the ball out. And he tops the ball a lot. Not as much as Key Brian Hayes. But a lot of their biggest success stories, at least that were supposed to be offensively, have all just catapulted.
We've seen a managerial change. We've seen a hitting coach change. At this point, I think we're starting to see that it's probably the lower level development or the identifying of talent more than maybe the coaching at the major league level that is causing these issues with the bats.
Well, I think definitely bat-wise. Pitching-wise, they've done a good job of being able to acquire guys and just be able to... They're not able to get the best out of, like, the Quinn Priesters of the world. That is something that... It's completely irritated me, especially in the last couple of weeks. Like, Priester went six scoreless, 10 strikeouts against the Dodgers over the weekend. He was lights out. And sure, the Red Sox could not figure him out. But Quinn Priester always had the talent. Like, Charlie Morton always had the talent. Glasnow always had the talent. Clay Holmes had the talent. And sure, they've gotten the best out of Mitch Keller. It took about 3 years to be able to find it, where a three-year stretch... Keller was the worst pitcher in baseball in a lot of statistical categories. Or at least he was in the bottom five, bottom 10. And there's just some guys that we talk about how strong the depth is in their pitching. It could be even stronger. Like, they could use a Quinn Priester the way he's pitching right now. If you'd like to trade an asset like that or keep an asset like that, if you want to trade Keller, there's your answers. But again, they move Priester, they move Luis Ortiz to try to find bats, and instead of taking a big swing, they bank on, well, Spencer Horwitz has good gap power. Well, Nick York. We haven't seen Nick York all year. And that's a huge issue and big reason why they've reached this rock bottom 2.0 under 521 games. 22 games.
You know, Dan Zangrilli, who now is the voice of the Pirates, I suppose.
Who did a great job this weekend. I wish Dan would have been able to call a win, but he did really well.
He has said for a few weeks now on this show and others, he doesn't want to trade pitching unless you get a guy who's already succeeded at the major league level. Because when you're seeing those trades where you give up Priester and you get a York, Horowitz had a very limited sample size of major league success. He certainly was not a, you know, extended proven guy.
No.
So what happens is you're kind of taking risks with these guys who haven't done it at the major league level and hoping that your coaching and development can get them to become major league above average players. It's not happening. So you might literally have to get a guy who's already shown a couple of years, 2-3 years of being able to hit at the major league level to kind of feel safe that maybe they won't screw it up, if that makes any sense.
Well, and that would require trading a big asset like Keller.
Yes.
Like, can you trade Bednar and Santana, two relievers with a year of control remaining, for a bat like that?
Even if you get a team's number one or number two prospect who's in AAA and doing well there, there's still going to be that doubt amongst fans. Is this guy ever going to materialize into a good hitter at the major league level? Because you've seen it so many times not happen like that.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. John, who do we have next? Who is next up to chime in here on Pump and Joe?
We're going to head out to the North Hills and hear from Kevin.
What's going on, Kevin? What's on your mind?
Hey, Austin, how are you?
I'm great.
Hey, I don't know what to tell you. As I was telling Sean, I'm going tonight. I'm going Friday. Me and a bunch of buddies kind of went all in on the Pirates last round. And we're just going to watch them play. Well, what else are we going to do at this point in time? We're just kind of stuck with this team. We're stuck with this owner. And football season's right around the corner. I'm not sure if firing Charrington's going to make any difference because the guy at the top is the problem.
So are you? Why are you still driven to go to games? Just because you love the sport? Like, you want to see Skeens tonight? Is that the reasoning?
Yeah, I mean, I love sports in general. PNC is a great venue. It's good to go out with friends. It's that whole, you know, Pirate fan experience thing that nothing counts on for people to go down to that ballpark. And even if there's not a winning product on the field, sometimes there is, sometimes there isn't. It's a nice evening out.
Will that change for you come the start of Steelers training camp? When do you think, will that flip for you? Or do you think that is just something naturally, that you're just such a diehard baseball guy that the switch will not turn off?
No, I mean, come September, I have picked football season tickets, and that'll probably take up a lot of my free time as far as going to sporting events. And then once the hockey season starts, obviously the Penguins. So it won't turn off until the end of August. I'll probably go to at least two games in August as well.
All right, appreciate the call. It's Skeens versus Jack Flaherty tonight on the Fan. 6:40, first pitch. I think Zangrilli is back for the leadoff show.
I was trying to confirm that. I don't know if that's, you know, this is the hardest working man in show business
right
now, so I would not be surprised.
Might be Jeff Hathorn, but the Tigers are 60-40. They are 20 games over 500. They're the best team in all of baseball. They're fresh off of Sunday night baseball. Last night was Tarek Skubal, so the Pirates will avoid Skubal. We won't see Skeen Skubal. They miss it by a day. This is the way that the Tigers ended up setting it up, and you know, you want your main guy pitching Sunday night baseball.
Well, they could have had that happen one time already, and both teams seemingly avoided it. So.
They did. And again, they're avoiding it, but Skeens versus Flaherty should be fascinating. Our six-pack, it's brought to you by Bet365, and we will continue to hear from you at 412-928-9370. Coming up next, we'll dive more into what the Pirates might do at the trade deadline. John Heyman saying that there is a certain team in the AL East that has been in regular contact with the Pirates on a multitude of players. What team is it? And do you trust that this franchise can move off of significant pieces? Bednar, Santana, Keller, maybe even Brian Reynolds. Is Andrew McCutchen even a candidate to be dealt? You'd be surprised to hear what was said on Bucko Talk on Saturday. Austin Bechtold, your friend City Limits in four of the guys here on Pomp and Joe, Sports Radio 93.7 FM.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.